Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
As an American, I may be trapped in the country until this pandemic is over, but for this latest patron-only episode of Retronauts, I used the magic of the internet to reach out to people far away in the land of Eurasia. First, I connect with Danny Russell from Sega of Europe to talk about how Sega Forever has transformed into a celebration of the company's history over the past 2 years, before connecting with Brave Wave Records founder Mohamed Tahir to talk about Captain Tsubasa 2, the soccer role-playing game that inspired him to launch Brave Wave in the first place. This episode and all our patron-exclusive episodes are available by going to patreon.com/retronauts and subscribing to the podcast at the $5 per month or more level. Not only will you get access to the entire episode, but also to all of our previous patron-exclusive content going back to the beginning of the year, plus weekly columns by Diamond Fight, and more. Of course, our Monday episodes will always continue to be free for everyone to listen to on the feed, but your support helps keep this podcast going. So check us out at patreon.com/retronauts and enjoy the preview.
Every now and then, you know, I would be like at different stages of my life, sometimes in middle school or high school, when I remembered the game again and I really had this urge to play it, which I think this urge to play retro games came to a lot of people after they just graduated to PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 and then realized that they really want to revisit the games of their childhood. So I had this yearning of wanting to experience the game again and the soundtrack at various stages of my life. But one time I was at my job, working a late night shift, and I had this urge to listen to the soundtrack. So I Googled it, went to YouTube, listened to a bunch of tracks, and that just made me think, like, who made this soundtrack? Like, I knew people like Nobu Uematsu by name, but the soundtrack that I consider maybe the closest soundtrack to me, like, personally speaking, is by a guy or a girl that I just don't know the name of. So I went Googling around. I think at the time I asked a few people on NewGaf, and no one seemed to know. People seemed to know that this guy made the soundtrack to Ninja Gaiden, but that's it. Like, there's nothing else about him. I'm not even sure that at the time people knew the name Keiji Yamagishi. I think it was just his alias, which is Moriyama-san. So every now and then I would just Google the name of the game, Google his alias, and just come up with nothing, until one time I posted on Twitter in 2012, if anyone knows anything about the composer, if there's any way to reach him. And one of my friends on Twitter, he gave me a Facebook page, and he said, well, I think this might be him. And at the time, the Facebook page was created like 2 months before I asked on Twitter, so it was relatively new. And I contacted the guy, and I asked him, are you Moriyama-san who composed Captain Tsubasa? And he said yes. And I felt like I have found an international treasure, something that is so, like, no one knows anything about this guy. No one knows about what games he made and what is he making now. And at the time that I found him, I was working on a very small album that had just no ambitions of becoming like a label or anything like that. But I was so interested in the guy that I just wanted to interview him. I wanted to know what did he make back then and what is he doing now? And as we got to do this interview, like, over a month-long period, which is definitely, no one wants to sit for an interview for a whole month, like, answering questions every day, because since I didn't know anything about him, I can't just send him 10 questions and expect him to answer. So what I would do is I would just, like, write three questions on Google Docs, and then he would answer them in Japanese. And then my co-founder, the BraveWave co-founder, Alex, he would translate that to English. And then building on his answers, I would just give him more questions. And then I asked him that I really want him to contribute to this small album that I was making. And he agreed to do it. And at the time, I was lucky enough to have people like Akira Yamaoka of Silent Hill and Manami Matsumai of Mega Man to contribute to the album. So it was relatively easy to convince him to join because he saw a bunch of names and he thought, well, might as well join. And after that, after the album was released, I had the privilege of traveling to Tokyo to meet Keiji and Manami, the composers of Captain Tsubasa and Mega Man. And by then, Alex came to me, my co-founder, and told me, you know, if we want to be taken seriously, we should just establish this as a real company, not just as a Bandcamp page. And I think all of this, like me going to Japan, would not have happened if I didn't stumble upon this unknown, obscure guy who made this obscure game in the 80s. And as far as I know, it did not get any kind of re-release, like on Virtual Console or anything like that, except for the Mini Famicom that was released in Japan. Like, they released a special anime version that has a bunch of anime games, like a bunch of Dragon Ball games, including Captain Tsubasa. But that aside, I don't think the game got any kind of re-release just because of the rights. And it is a very weird discovery for me. And it's really a great feeling to be in touch with the guy who I think just made the most impactful soundtrack to me, which to this day I'm not quite sure it works for me. It just does.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.